If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, we're going to fire up some NFL overreaction or reality. Gentlemen, overreaction or reality. Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson will make the Cowboys defense a good bit better.
Oh, man. Good bit better. That leaves a lot of space, Alec, for general ideas of what good bit means. I think that they will be a good bit better. I really do, because you have more talent in the middle of your defense than you've had. You have a linebacker who I still think has something left in him, and Kenneth Murray, as much as I wanted him to be really good, he never quite had consistency in his career of being good. Logan Wilson has had a stretch of like 5 years of being the same dude. So there's something about that left in there. Now, Eric Kendricks last year had moments of being like, damn, he's really good still. But then there was also moments where you're like, you know what, he is older.
Right.
And I think you're going to get some of that from Logan Wilson. There are going to be moments where he can't do what his body thinks he should, his brain thinks his body should do. But I think that you're going to have... By God, you better have better communication. But you better have better communication, and that better be one of the first things that Logan Wilson says. I have to do this better in the room. And he needs to walk into that room and ask those questions. Guys, what's been wrong? Don't be afraid of walking in and doing that. Don't be like, you know, I gotta figure some things out. No, man, you're this late in the season. You gotta hit the ground running. So I think that's reality.
I would also say reality, because I do appreciate the verbiage that you used, because I could say a good bit better is that you give up 10 less rushing yards per game. You know, So, and I would take that as a win if we're being honest, because I still don't think the defense is going to be good at the end of the year, but I do think there will be noticeable differences. And to Corey's point, I think communication is going to be one of the things that you notice that is different, because I remember, I want to say it was last week or the week before on Cowboys Crosstalk, Leighton Vander Esch was on, and he said he blamed straight up most of the issues that the defense has had on the linebackers. He was like, it's all about communication. It's all about knowing where you're supposed to be. When you see shifts in the offense, you need to tell people, hey, check in or out of this coverage. Make sure you're lined up in the right gap. Make sure you're right in the right zone. And he said that's just not happening. It's a lot of stagnant nature. And Logan Wilson is a true Mike linebacker. He is the guy that usually sets the defense, the field general, just like LVE did when he was here. So I do think that's going to help. And then, hey, multi-time All-Pro defensive tackle. What have we been asking for years and years and years and years? A true run-stopping defensive tackle. And some interesting stuff, I want to say it was from John Owning on Twitter. Some of the differences in his technique, Quinnen Williams, when he had Aaron Whitecotton coaching him versus not. Early on this season with the Jets, his stance that he lines up in, completely different. Under Whitecotton, a more upright athletic stance, and it led to some of his better pass rush numbers. His pass rush numbers are down this year because his mechanics are off, because his guy came to Dallas. He's back with his guy. I think you're going to see both of those guys look better than they did at the beginning of this season.
Two things, Kevin, if you don't mind me stealing a couple minutes here.
Sure.
Or maybe just 1 minute, depending on how long I take to set this up. One, LeBron James is being assigned to the G League,
awesome.
Which is the weirdest thing I think I've ever said. His first
play with his son.
It's weird. And two, Alec is going to be on Crosstalk tonight. The Cowboys
what?
Crosstalk. Yeah.
Really?
He's going to be on tonight. And who's your special guest tonight?
Who is? I already forgot.
It's Corey Proctor.
It is Corey Proctor, yes.
So make sure to be listening to the Cowboys
That's with
Crosstalk.
No E, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He spells it the incorrect way.
He's entertaining as hell, man. Yes, that is the correct. Thank you.
No,
thank
you. That's not what he said. Mm-hmm. He said he spells it the incorrect
way. I thought you said correct.
Nope, it's incorrect. And it's a great day for me. I get to do radio twice with two dudes named Corey.
Are you going to tell him that he spells his name wrong?
Sure.
Okay.
I hope he punches you.
Oh. Nate will protect
I
would
I hope he does not.
I would never hope that before, but today, for this one instance.
Now, can we agree to keep this a political-free zone in terms of partisanship?
Oh, no.
I don't know, man. That depends on you.
Okay.
I don't know why I said that.
Okay.
But a lot of this weighs on you now.
Okay. This is a bipartisan question.
Bipartisan show?
President Trump was on with McAfee. Shut
Crap!
Up. You shut up.
What are you doing here?
He said, I do have to say, and I'll probably get myself in a little trouble for this, I hate the new kickoff in football. And you can tell it's him in this next part. I think it's so terrible. I think it's so demeaning. And I think it hurts the game. It hurts the pageantry. I told this to Roger Goodell. Overreaction or reality, you really like the new-ish NFL kickoff rule.
First
I think
off,
I do.
First off. Shouldn't he be doing something else with his time?
It's always the way.
I'm just
it?
Joking.
It's like Romo. How's Where it are you going to Cabo?
Yeah, exactly. You do your job all the time. How's it demeaning? Who the kickers?
I think they're saying it's demeaning because you slow down like the runway, I guess.
Okay.
And so it will lower the physicality. I don't think that. But I bet he's not alone.
I've been very adamant that I'd like the kicking game to not exist, so I'm okay with that.
And you have.
I would.
Brandon Aubrey.
They don't even punt. The only time I really want a kicker is whenever they're gonna, you know, score points to win a game like mm-hmm. that. Have a kicker for one moment. That's it. I like it. I think it's a reality, Kevin. I've liked the kickoff rules. I feel like we've gotten some returns that we didn't expect this year.
I agree.
And that's the thing. Like, you have to add more excitement to every element of the game. And they did, I felt.
I'd say reality, too, because one, there have been some exciting returns already. But two, people have been asking, a specific group of people have been asking for ways to make the kicker's job more difficult. And now, based on the landing zone and where the ball actually travels on the kickoff, that can be huge in a late-game scenario. After you score a touchdown or a field goal and you kick off, if you don't make it inside the landing zone and you give them a free 10 yards, you know, that could be huge in terms of keeping a game within reach or within winning reach for you if you're in the lead. You could give up a lead late in the game because your kicker screwed up. So I do like that. We saw it against Carolina. I know I don't want to, you know, beat a dead horse. We lost. But their kicker is really good at the dirty kickoff, as they call it. It's like a knuckleball where that thing is unpredictable. He knows it's going to hit inside the landing zone every single time. But after that, who knows where it's going to go? It's amazing. I think it's cool that we're adding elements that are challenging certain positions, but it's also giving us exciting football at the same time. I like it.
NFL overreaction reality. The winner of this weekend's Chiefs-Broncos game will win the AFC West.
Oh, man, I think that's a reality.
In your face, Chargers.
Mm. You know, the Chargers will figure out a way to flop it, you know? I don't know. I hope that one or two Chargers fan out there doesn't take offense to that. I think the Broncos have a steady hand on it, even though they only seem to play one quarter per game that really matters to them.
I don't disagree with that at all.
But I think they have, you know, they have the defensive talent to keep themselves there. I don't know if the Chiefs can make up enough ground, though. That's the thing, like the part of the question. I think it's the Broncos can keep it if they win. I don't know if the Chiefs can make up enough ground. But I'm ready to watch it.
So they do play the Broncos twice.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah, that's another part of it. Now I'm ready to watch it. That's my most fun game of the year right now.
Alec, I'm going to kick it over to you for that same question, but there's a bonus question attached as well.
This is a bunch of crap. I don't get bonus questions.
Mm. It'll come back around to you.
Whatever.
It is borderline, if not flat out disrespectful, that the Chiefs, who have a record 3 games worse than the Broncos and are on the road, are favored by 3.5 points in this game.
Ooh.
Is that how Vegas works?
Sure.
Okay.
Vegas works. I think Vegas is also telling you the Chiefs are just a flat-out better team, regardless of the record.
And that's what I'm thinking, too. So I'm going to say overreaction to the second question. I think they're just saying, look, they got Rashee Rice back. Everything seems to be figuring itself out. They got an offensive lineman back that they really needed. Like, everything's opening up for that offense, so I don't think it's disrespect. I think it's crazy just to read on paper, but I don't think it's disrespectful. In other scenarios, sure, for other teams, but the Chiefs are just playing that good right now. I'd say reality to the initial question, just because the Broncos have been so wildly inconsistent.
Yeah.
When I thought that it was going to be a 21-plus point per game team every single week. I thought Bo Nix was going to have at least 2 or 3 passing touchdowns per game, but there are times that offense just looks completely lost. The defense is as great as ever. They play the best football of any defense every single week. But that offense worries me at times. Sometimes Bo Nix really looks like the college Bo Nix, where it's like, he's making some boneheaded decisions.
Yeah.
And then there's other times where he makes an immaculate throw down the field and you're like, okay, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the AFC. So it's a confusing team. So I'd say, yeah, if they win that game, they probably deserve to win the division.
Kevin, from the 858, is a San Diego, is San Diego. So my second team is the Chargers, they say. But they want to say, how dare you, Corey? But the Chargers are the A&M football of the NFL.
Oh, come on.
Choke when they're not supposed
to. Hey, we're having a generational season. Just let me have this.
This year I believe in the Aggies.
Tap the sign.
I don't know what that means, but I believe in them, and I'm proud and happy for you. But I still don't believe in the Chargers yet.
And I think the Chiefs coming off the bye might have something to do with this as well. Overreaction or reality? This is definitely a Kevin question. You might not agree with this. You think it would be hilarious if the Browns got the number one pick and drafted another quarterback?
You asked me this last week.
And that, I wanted to gauge your response.
Did I say last week? It was Monday.
Because I think it would be hilarious.
I do, too. I would hate it for another quarterback.
Sure.
Like, are we at 35 right now?
Something like that.
The number's insane. Clevelandites.
You know Alec thinks Gabriel's trash.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And Shador hasn't even gotten his shot yet. What if he never got to play and they drafted a quarterback? What if he never got to play this year?
That is the exact scenario I think could play out, which is yet another reason that this bizarre franchise makes it hilarious.
Yeah. It would be hilarious. I would hate it for another human to have to endure that.
I get that.
Oh, yeah. I think that would be awesome, objectively. So I'll go with Corey here. I hate the concept for another quarterback to get their career essentially wasted. But I do think that would be the most Browns thing ever, that they don't let Shador touch the field before they say, we're just going to take the best quarterback available. And I think it's been beyond time to start raising questions of, why does Andrew Berry still have a job as the GM of the Browns? He has not been good at this.
Because Paul left.
Yeah, and exactly. You know,
yes.
That's the way that baseball go. But I think ever since the Myles Garrett deal, we should have had a louder conversation about what is he really doing here.
Right. Like,
Andrew Berry is not good at evaluating talent outside of Myles Garrett, which anybody with two working eyes could tell you that Myles Garrett was going to be a stud in the NFL.
I knew that when I saw him as a sophomore in high school.
Exactly. So I can't even give him credit for that. His team sucked, so they got a really good player. And I think it's going to happen again.
Now let's continue to be spicy here. NFL overreaction reality. The Buffalo Bills and their fan base should be panicking.
About the losses?
Let me give you a little bit more context. Buffalo Bills are 2-3 in their last five games.
Yep.
That includes losses to the Falcons and the Dolphins, who are a combined 4-13 in their other games.
Yeah, you can't not take teams like that serious.
You see what happened.
And on top of that, you know that they are giving everything they got. Like they're trying to win games. They're doing everything they can. You have to take them in that way as well. I would be very concerned.
They have a lot of injuries.
Probably
too.
After the second one, Kevin. You know me enough that I would probably be like, it's time to panic.
Yeah.
But I would be very concerned. So yeah, I think panic is definitely there. But I think they say as long as Josh Allen's healthy, we have a chance. And I think that's something they can hang their hat on. So I think they're okay. I don't think they're panicking.
I'd say reality, they should be. And I think some of them are starting to, not as much as they should. I think they really should be because, like Corey said, you can hang your hat on the fact that you have the reigning NFL MVP. But that's going to be their excuse every single time. That is their excuse that they didn't want to give up any draft capital at the trade deadline to go get him some help. They see how beat up their defense is. They didn't want to go make a Logan Wilson move. They didn't want to give up a seventh-round pick to go get somebody that will play for them. Like, they didn't want to do any of that. They didn't try to help. So I think they're going to be too confident in that idea that, well, we got Josh Allen. And they're going to keep losing games in stupid ways against bad teams. So I would panic.
Dude, by the way, the Bills play the Bucs this weekend. This weekend is a monster NFL slate. I think this is by far the best slate of NFL games. And we'll talk about another one of those tomorrow. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the GM is gone, but the Mavs still have a lot of work to do. So what's next? Plus, let's get your bold predictions for the second half of the NFL season. Next on The Fan.
Drive, Brandon Williams pushes the tempo. Najee Cooper! The Mavericks run the floor, Najee puts it up on a platter, and Cooper puts it on Carlo's head.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, right now, I kind of want to dive into something else with the Mavs and Nico and everything. The GM's gone, but the Mavericks still have a lot of work to do. So what's next? Is the first thing naming an official full-time GM, or do you think they're just going to ride with the tandem of interim GMs? Do you think they need to go get Dennis Lindsay back? Like, where's this going?
Okay, Kevin, I want honest answers from everybody here.
Okay.
And
confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress, Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
7881-1053, and also this. Your interest level in this team, I know for the job we have to pay attention.
Yeah.
I'm not watching as intently as I've wanted to. And it's not because Luka's not there.
Right.
Like, that's not the main factor. I think that there are some entertaining pieces on this team. But when I've turned the games on, I've just been grossed out by a lot of the things I see. And I want to see a good Cooper Flag.
Sure.
It's just I feel like I see sloppy basketball. I feel like I'm not seeing a good team unit yet. And I don't feel entertained by the product. So that's a disconnect I have. Somehow they got to get me to be excited about the product again.
See,
and I don't think a GM is going to be the key to that.
And that's fair. Like, you don't feel like people are tuning in because they're like, let's see what the GM does.
No.
So we're going to kick it to Alec. We're going to kick it to the fan text as well, because I think I am the wrong person to ask that question to, because I am super duper invested in this team. But that's also because
Cooper Flag.
You have Cooper Flag.
Emotionally or financially?
Which
one matters more?
It's emotionally first.
All right.
So, like, Alec knows you open a lot of Topps basketball, but I open a lot of Topps basketball because I just wanted Cooper Flag cards. Not so I could flip them, just so I could have them.
And you do that.
Yeah,
for
sure.
You're the one. Mike's a unique collector. You're a unique collector. You've always said collect what you like.
Yes.
And that's always been important to me.
So it's far more emotional than anything.
And is it because you want to see a Duke player do well, or is it because you think this guy has the trajectory greatness?
That one.
Okay.
I mean, Coach K talked about it.
And so you want to watch the entirety of greatness as it goes.
Yeah, it was the same way I felt about Grant Hill. Now, I know, like, Grant Hill's career got derailed by injuries and everything, but when I saw him play, I was like, this dude can do everything. He has the potential to just be all-time unbelievable. And you saw that from some of his play. I truly believe Cooper Flag has the chance to be like an all-time unbelievable player. Now, you can watch this set of games and be like, oh, he's not there yet, or you don't think he's going to be. Like, I've already seen somebody texting in, it was like, Cooper Flag will never be a generational player. I just feel like that is a foolish statement.
Especially this
either way. I think it'd be a foolish statement to say he'll definitely be a generational player.
Yeah.
It's been like 5 minutes. Now, will I throw
you
out...
You also think that term's used very loosely.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because we've talked about this before. People say Luka's a generational player. What generation? He's not the best player in basketball now.
Why?
Well, I mean, Jokic is better than him.
What?
I mean, part of the reason is because he doesn't play defense, and that is one difference.
Well, the reality is he doesn't have an MVP
or anything like that yet. And so will he be a generational player, Luka? Absolutely he could be. But just people say—
You're going to look back and look at numbers and be like, oh my God, what did this
dude say
do?
That way, way too early.
Like we look at Oscar Robertson's numbers at the time. How many championships does Oscar Robertson have?
See, and that actually is a really good question. I don't know the answer to that
offhand. I don't
know
the MVPs on it either that go along with it, but like— Was he generational? Because we look back at his numbers and go, oh my God, this is the best player on the court night in, night out.
You know, that's a really good question because, like, I wonder if whenever people hear Wilt over Bill Russell, they're like, are you out of your mind? Every time it came down to nut cutting time, like, Bill Russell got the job done. So I don't know. Like, I don't know how people in future generations will feel about this, but like,
was James Harden a generational player?
See, and that's
because if you don't think that Luke is generational, then you don't know ball from the 763. And I think if you look at the numbers and watch James Harden, you're like, that's a great player.
Yeah.
Do I think generational in the group of LeBron and KD and Steph? Like, he's in the same time as those guys. And he put up great numbers, but he wasn't generational.
And see,
Luka is an amazing talent.
And that's where I guess, and I promise we'll move on to the next part. Because like, I think that text in the 763 is silly. Like, you didn't actually listen to what we were saying whatsoever. Is I would think generational would just be the one person. But from the 940, I mean, when I hear generational player, I think like the top five players of a generation.
Okay.
And then it gets boiled down to, like, how do you define that? Because right now, would Jokic be in there? Would Giannis be in there? Would Steph be in there? And then, like, so what's your time frame look like? My point is, I have a hard time saying that somebody's going to be generational when they have zero MVPs and zero titles. Luka can absolutely be that. If he told me he's going to finish his career with three MVPs and three titles, I'd be like, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, absolutely. So, I think for that person who texted in, like, you're not really hearing what I was trying to say about generational. But I think Cooper Flagg has that potential. Okay, that's great. Let's say he does become eventually generational. With who? Who else is going to be on your team? Anthony Davis? Kyrie Irving? By the time Cooper Flagg would truly fulfill whatever you think his actual potential is, they're not going to be able to run with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I don't understand about the construction of this team.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I'm... The first thing they have to do for me is get my entertainment value back. Get me reinterested in this team. I will be at some point. It'll happen. Winning is a key for that.
Okay, quick question to that then.
Then we can start looking at the future of this team around Cooper Flagg.
How much leeway, if any, are you going to give the team since they got rid of Nico?
Same team that was there before.
Okay.
Like, start winning.
And that's
or make a bold move. I've been told, I don't know if you heard it, Alec, fortune does favor the bold, but make a bold move now.
Man, it's unfortunate for him that we're going to have that cut forever.
Forever.
Right? He didn't even make a whole year.
After the trade.
And he only made like a few months after that trade.
Yeah.
Fortune favors the bold.
Or after that line. Yes,
thank you, Nico.
Exactly.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
So for Cooper Flagg, you probably saw his best game against Milwaukee. He had 26 points, by the way, tied with LeBron James for the youngest player in the history of basketball to have 25-plus points in an NBA game.
Nice.
So there's that. Great.
Is LeBron generational?
And see, for sure. LeBron's probably the second or third best player
somebody,
of all time.
I'm sorry to keep interrupting this, but somebody said, I look at it as the single individual player of that time, Mike, Kobe, LeBron, whoever's next.
Okay. And see, and that's the thing. Like, I just think people in general, and I'll get off my soapbox, have gotten really lazy when they say generational, and because it's like, oh, Micah Parsons is generational. Maybe, but he's not even.
Miles Garrett exists.
Yeah, he's not even the best defensive player right now.
Yeah.
And so, like, those are the things that I just think sometimes
are
a little silly.
Use the word elite talent.
See, there
that's
you
different.
Go.
That's different.
For exactly.
Me.
And that's why, but that's why the person who said, like, he's generational in terms of, like, I think at the top five of a decade. Okay. then that's fine. And I think that changes the whole dynamic. You need to trade Anthony Davis, but then the issue becomes, because we talked with Chuck Cooperstein earlier when I was you were here.
Oh, yeah, I was.
Filling in with Sean and RJ and me and Bobby. Is
Aiden.
How long does it take to reestablish his value? Because that's one of the things that Coop said. And the look on your face is what I want to capitalize on. Is you need to get him back on the court to reestablish his value. How long does that take for somebody who has like such a
history of injury?
Exactly. Because what do you, let's say Anthony Davis comes back. Let's say he comes back in the next game. That won't be the case, but he comes back in the game after that. And for 15 straight games, he has 30 points and 15 rebounds a game. That doesn't do it, right?
Honestly, with those things, you need the team that has the picks, right?
Yes.
That also is in a position to potentially win a championship. That also is in a place where they need that one player. This is, I mean, like the window for an Anthony Davis trade to be successful for you,
right,
is very small. It's not like you have a whole group of people that you're like, all right, guys, bidding starts now. Get your best in by 1 p.m. and we're good to go. This is we got to find the right team because Anthony Davis is a limited commodity health-wise.
And what I worry about then is he needs to play the rest of the year injury-free to have that value going into the offseason. Okay, so what does that do for you then? It helps you in the long term, but that's 1 year down on the Cooper Flag calendar or whatever. Or that's 1 year of stagnant basketball. Like, look, maybe AD and Kyrie come back and everything clicks and it's all magical. And I would love to see that. But don't you think it's far more likely that you'll get to the end of the season and be like, we were fine, lost in the play-in or whatever.
He had a whole offseason, and it looked like he was still trying to figure out who was on his team.
And so that's troubling because I wonder if he's one of your two biggest assets, what does he possibly bring you in return? And then maybe more importantly, how long does it take to establish that? And unfortunately, your other biggest asset would be Kyrie Irving. Well, I don't get the sense that Kyrie Irving wants to go anywhere. And then the issue that you run into with that is he is also coming off an injury. And so it's going to take time well beyond the trade deadline this year to determine what he can still do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the start of it. Now, unfortunately, I have more not great news.
What is he doing here, Alec? Why does he keep doing this in the middle of this segment?
Okay. You know what? I learned my lesson from earlier.
Also, before you say this, I'm sorry. Take a break real quick, Kevin. Alec, we've looked at you many times and then started back into a different conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What is it for you that you would like to see them? Like, what first steps could they take for you?
I think you need to address some of the now proven to be mistakes that you made in adding to this roster, which I know it's going to be hard to find somebody that wants to take the money, but Clay doesn't really do anything for me anymore. Anthony Davis, like Kevin said, find a way. Manufacture a way to reestablish his value. Start trying to get some semblance of either money back or assets to say, we had the number one overall pick last year. His name is Cooper Flagg. We build around him. And
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Eco's credit. He built a team around Luka. Find somebody, whether it's Michael Finley, whether whoever's out on the street to be a GM, that's going to say, yes, I have a plan to make sure that Cooper Flagg is not going to be our point guard every single day, that he's going to be playing at the 2 or 3 where he knows he is going to thrive. We know he is going to thrive.
Yes.
Start showing us a plan. I know this year is not going to be what we want it to be, but start showing us that we have an idea of what it's supposed to look like, and we're going to try to install that over the next 2 to 3 years because you have a larger window now with a younger franchise star.
Now, I'm gonna take the advice I got from Corey at the beginning of the show, and I hope you guys all understand how this is going to play out. Can you imagine if you were a team that had two aging veterans that ran into a lot of injury problems, and they were under contract for not only this year, but also next year, and then the year after that, which would now be the 2027-28 season, they both have player options, which they could trigger and cost you a combined $105.2 million that season. Now, can you also imagine being that very same team that only has control of this year's first-round pick, and then they do not have a first-round pick again without any protections or swaps till 2031, and that same team also doesn't have a second-round pick until 2030. Now, I'm not saying what team that is, but if you could imagine what team that
Detroit is.
Hey, look, Detroit's got their superstar that they want to build around. Now, I know that this is probably not going to be what people want to hear. But do you not trade out, whether it's Kyrie, Anthony Davis, whoever, for, as Alec was saying, maybe some other teams' monetary things that they want to get out from under, or maybe...
Oh, to give yourself better options in free agency?
Yes.
Okay.
But also to give yourself better options to maybe not be that great again and let the natural course of Cooper take whatever direction it's going to go.
I hate that for him.
I know.
I hate that for
I
him.
I know.
You're gonna have to struggle like all the other rookies, bro.
And you won't like this either, but if you're looking for like a magical basketball world in which we live in, watch some BYU basketball because AJ DeBonsa is another player that some people think has the potential to be, we'll go back to the word that we used to start it off with, generational. And some people think he's the next Tracy McGrady, however you want to quantify that. But the issue is, I know everybody is excited that Nico is out, and I get that. But you have Cooper Flagg and you have the next to worst record in the Western Conference. And because of the way Nico built this thing, you do not have control of your second round pick till 2030. And after this draft, your fate in the first round belongs to another team in 27, 28, 29, and 30. Plus, you have Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving under contract this year, next year, and if they choose to use their player options, the year after that. So you're going to have to be creative as all get out. One of the things that I can imagine is if you take another team's problem player, but their money comes off the books sooner, that is a potential that you can go and maybe do a little something in free agency. But you're hamstrung by a whole lot of things, Corey, that when you say, I want to see better and more entertaining basketball, your options to get that short term are tough, and long term, they're probably worse.
Yeah. And like the only entertaining factor then is going to be Cooper from the 214. When they all get healthy and play together in gel, I'm going to be the first to hear what comes out of y'all's mouth.
Here, I'll give you a preview.
Let me explain something real quick. I was with you, and Anthony Davis started the season with an injury.
Yeah,
that is an injury from overuse of his ankle. Like that's the
yeah.
Like I was like, okay, man, dude, when this thing gets rolling, when Kyrie gets back, I cannot wait. And then the first thing was Anthony Davis is hurt again. And yeah. I was like, I can't keep doing this to myself, believing that that's going to happen. It just doesn't work for me.
And I don't understand now. I don't think I've ever understood the idea of saying what is actually happening, meaning you're against a team. Oh, look, we were all born and raised in the Metroplex. What I'm going to say is, holy crap, how badass is this team that you can now have the backcourt you desired and Kyrie Irving and Cooper Flagg and Anthony Davis is out there kicking ass and your three-headed monster is smashing everybody in the league. That's exactly what I'm going to say. I'm telling you the information that's in front of you now. Accept it or don't. But that doesn't change the reality of the situation that you're in.
Somebody said, you know, they understand the narrative of trading players away, but what if they blossom? My only thing is, these are veterans. A lot of the pieces that you're willing to trade away are aged veterans that have already blossomed, or are their only path is maybe a year of good, another year, two, and then starting the decline.
But the good news is that's what you sell, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. The other question, though, Kevin, is from the 469, would you ever consider trading Cooper Flagg?
So
I say no.
Yeah, tell me.
And the reason is because of the promise of the future. Like, that's the reason I say no. I know what the talent is. I do have the question, because I don't know. What is the value of a number one overall pick that is looking good? Like, he's not a superstar. He's not going to get you. I don't think he's going to get you four number one picks.
I think he would.
You think he would?
Just for the record.
First round picks?
100%.
And he only costs you one.
I think he could get you four first round picks and multiple pick swaps. That's how desired.
Now that Nico's gone.
Yeah, yes. Otherwise, you trade him for, hey, let's get Jonah Heim. Sorry, buddy. But that felt
rude.
I know, that felt rude to Jonah Heim. I apologize for that. I think he is that coveted in the NBA. And like I said, he just tied LeBron for the quickest to score that many points.
Okay.
So I don't think anything.
But not four number one overalls.
No, because you couldn't guarantee that either. But like, so here's the issue with that. That's why everybody was mad to begin with. Like, let's say you would have gotten Anthony Davis and your four number one picks, right? Plenty of people still would have been mad, because what's the best that you can hope that number one pick becomes? Luka. And like, you already had the thing that's impossible to find. That's the person that you know without a doubt is a franchise player that can lead you, you think, to where you want to be. Like, Chet Holmgren is awesome, but he ain't Shea, you know? Like, And it's the same thing. The Rockets made a move. Jalen Green, Alperen Sengun, whoever you think is the dude that could take you to the promised land, they were like, we also need Kevin Durant. It is so hard to find that player that you're like, let's put everything on their back and see what they can do. If the Mavs think that's Cooper Flagg, and a lot of people around the league do, it would be stupid to trade him, just like so many people will tell you it was stupid to trade Luka when you had him.
The 972, you can get unlimited first-round picks. You may never find a Luka or a Cooper again.
And that is very true.
The question started this was, now that they've done this, what should they do next? How much of wait and see if that helps factors into this for you?
I don't think, this is where we'll go into, just my opinion.
Do you think that Dumont already knows enough about this team, or do you think he's like, I need to see what it's like whenever these people aren't down his throat?
Okay, so let's play that out to its maybe...
Like, what's a real home court advantage like?
Yeah, right. I was going to say let's play this out to its logical conclusion, but that's not fair. Let's play this out to what I think the conclusion is, all right? Anthony Davis comes back. He is as healthy as you can imagine. Same with Gafford, same with Lively, and then same with Kyrie Irving, all right? That's a kick-ass group right there. I don't think Cooper Flagg is ready to carry what you need him to carry to be a championship-level team and player. All right, when will he be ready? 2-3 years? What happens then? Well, now you have contract issues with Lively. You're going to go through the same thing with Gafford all over again. And Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving are probably too old to play anywhere near that level. So even in the best health scenario, this team doesn't make sense to me. You have to pick. You have to pick... To me, trading Cooper or youth movement.
Right now.
I think those are the only logical two ways to go, or else you're just going to...
Trade deadline's in February?
Yes. Oh, so like not today, but yeah, in the next couple of months.
Because that's part of me. And we were discussing the, you know, how long can AD play healthy at a high level for his value to be up?
Yeah.
Maybe 2 months. Maybe 2 months is enough for somebody to go, dude, he looks right now. They got him back on track. He, you know, whatever it is, maybe that's it. But I think right now I've changed my mind on what I want them to do right now. What's next? I want them to turn. It's not really changing my mind. It's the same thing I said earlier. I want them to win. Start turning that thing back into, like, let's look like a team out there.
Okay.
Let's play some team basketball. I don't know what was keeping y'all from it before. Was it really just the fact that Nico Harrison was sitting in the stands overlooking everything?
To be fair, I have not factored in the toll that listening to that crap every single day. So I probably should. And then the other thing is, and I know you're big on this, let's say they do start to win and you get into the play-in, maybe even the real playoffs.
That's fun.
How valuable is that to Cooper Flagg?
Huge. I got to prepare differently. I'd rather see him in a playoff series than a play-in game, because a play-in game is a coin flip.
Sure.
Like, you come out hot, and all of a sudden you've run away with the game. You saw it happen. But a playoff series, you have to go rest and prepare. Like, that's different to me. So I would love for that to happen for him, and that would be significant, because that's very similar to let's let him find the bathroom. He needs to be comfortable with understanding how. He's never been in a playoff.
Yeah, true.
He's never had a 4, 5, 7 games in a series where he's had to go from the same team over and over preparing to stop him.
Yeah, because in the NCAA tournament, they played 5 games. Every single one was a different opponent.
So I would love for that to be a thing for them to get there and have this playoff opportunity. And then maybe during the offseason, it's time to trade some of these older contracts instead of at the All-Star break. Maybe that's a good thing, is let these veterans get him there. Let him guide him there and get that experience so he can be the one to guide the next generation.
And I understand. There does seem to be a group. It's like, wait till he's healthy. AD, that is. And let's see what happens. And I'm with you. But then you also have to wait for Lively to get healthy and Kyrie to get healthy. My concern is no matter how much I hope that is the case and Cooper Flagg's the third on your championship team, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's too much, right? To hope that they'll all be healthy for a long...
Well, to hope that.
Yeah, I can hope that.
To hope it's a lot.
Yeah.
And the more I think about this now, the more I want this team to do something together for the rest of this year. Not provide us a false hope of the future, but to have a real, like, whoever is going to be that next GM, have a real vision of, no, we need to get in the playoffs for this. Also, it's going to help our trade value in the offseason if some of these guys get there.
Look, that's one of the reasons I think, whether it's Nembhard, whether it's Williams, there are other young players on this team that it's fun to see what do they have. But that would only be if you're not trying to, like, actively win games.
Yeah.
Like, right now, I'm sure they're trying to actively win games. But you're 3-8. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to, like, kind of try them out and see what you got and figure out, oh, yeah, this could be our future backup
point guard.
They're actively
trying to win minutes, actually. I mean, that's how small it is. I want to say this, though. A, Luke is never coming back.
I would be stunned if that happened in the next decade.
Ever. Right? And even if he came back, you ever broken up with a girl and then gotten back together with her and you're like, oh, yeah.
That's why.
Like, there was a lot of really great things that happened in our bedroom. because you can have good talks in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know how women are.
Unless you poke your wife in the eye.
But as PJ Washington just said, you know how, like, all those things that drove me nuts before, they're back. Like, listen, I loved it. Luka was thoroughly entertaining. He was awesome. I know for a fact, though, that dude would walk back in and complain about something. And I would be like, oh, you're kidding me.
And I will continue to wonder that till the end of time. You're not going to be able to prove it one way or another. But this six-pack version of Luka you're seeing right now, everyone is projecting that that's what it would be here. And to your point,
it wasn't.
Exactly. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, perhaps the C-Block starring Corey Majors, or maybe we'll hear from Brian Schottenheimer. Next on The Fan.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.